Well, for this conference, I will just say this is Trudy Griswold, and there's a group of spiritual seekers that are on the phone tonight, and the class is called Angel Speaks Book Study Group, and one of the best reasons to come together is we can learn so much from everybody that is on the telephone or sharing their experience or whatever. Diane was just saying that she moved to Florida from Connecticut, changed her life, and suddenly she realized that she needed to get back into communication and knowing, getting to know her angels even more so. So, and I'm saying I can relate to that for sure. Now, who else has come on the line that would like to introduce themselves? Thanks, Diane.
So this is Judy.
Judy, hi, yeah.
Hi, I'm actually from Bethel, Connecticut.
Uh-huh. Great.
And I write to my angels almost every day. I talk to them every day. I'm hoping, actually, that I'll be able to take one of your live courses, mm-hmm. And I'm looking to work with my angels as my real job.
Yay! Good, good, good. Well, it's wonderful, I'll tell you. Sometimes I have to pinch myself, I think, to, you know, wow, I'm really doing this for real. And it's my life purpose, and what a joy. So you too can do that, Judy. We can all do it. So there's so many people that honestly are awakening spiritually, and they're, you know, seeking more help or advice. So I think that's a great opportunity. Good. How long have you been writing with them, Judy, would you say?
For the past year, I actually connected with a facilitator that took your live course.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've taken some of the classes with her, and it's just been over this past year that I started doing it.
Oh, excellent.
But I've always felt connected to the angels.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Whether you have or haven't, you know, it's funny because Barbara and I, when we were awakened, and we're going to talk about that I think it's this class or next week's, but we realized that, you know, we went to Sunday school just like everybody else, you know, we grew up in this little town in Iowa and all, and of course, you know, in my church, there was some talk about angels, but not a lot and everything. The most wonderful part about getting to know our angelic realm is you don't have to change anything about your religious belief or your personal beliefs, or you can just hang on to your existence and who you are and where you're going, and the angels will still be a part of whatever you want to have, do, or become in your life. They will love you. They will always be there. And they're a great source of wisdom and love. So it's a great friend to have at your side, for sure. Yeah. Okay, Catherine, are you there?
Yes. I'm from North Dakota, and I'm on a grand healing adventure and learning more about angels every day.
Hey, that's great. You're North, what is your town area?
Dakota.
No, oh, North Dakota. Well,
yeah,
that's real close to Iowa.
America.
All right. Well, good. Well, you came to the right class. That's perfect. Because I'm telling you, I'll give you everyone here perfect examples of awakenings, growth, movement forward, your purpose, your path, how to write to them. So this will be a lot of fun, for sure. Okay. Anyone else that's on now that hasn't shared?
Hi, Judy.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Barbara.
Hey. Hi, Barb. Yeah.
Hi. Nice to be here with so many people from different parts of the country. That's really wonderful.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, tell them where you're from.
I'm from Long Beach, California. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to do this, you've all kind of expressed the reasons that I'm here, but I just thought of something. About a week ago, I was with my husband. We were doing some work in our house that we have in the mountains, and there was a lot of things that had to come together that just weren't coming together. I was getting very frustrated, and as I was walking away to go get some lunch, I just had this thought that just came into my mind. You are being guided. And I thought, wow, that, who is that? I'm just going to go with this. And everything worked out. I don't know how. It made no sense to me that it would work out, but everything worked out. And I thought, that's my guide. Was that? Who was that? What was that? It was a wonderful feeling. I want to know how to connect with that more often. So that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. And, you know, they will surprise us with that thought, or suddenly something will go through your thinking or whatever, and you'll go, where did that come from, just like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from them, you know, from our whole team that's around us. So, yes, that being cared for is so important. All right. Well, thanks. Now, Kim, are you here? All right. Or Manuela? Tammy? Katrine? Or Caroline? Donna? Or Jill? Okay. Well, tonight, why don't we get started now, everyone? Let's take a really deep breath. You know, I start every program with a prayer. And anytime I want to talk to the angels, I just say a quick little prayer, because I figure they're, you know, they work for God. And I know that when I call upon my angelic group, I want to be sure that I'm surrounded in the love and light of God and the angels. So let's all take a really deep breath now. Breathe in way to the bottom of your lungs. Breathe in to the count of three. One, two, three. And exhale. One, two, three. Good evening, dearest God. As our Angel Speak study group comes together this evening, we are so grateful. First of all, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing us all together this evening. Whether individuals are going to be listening to this at another time, the group that's online tonight, January 2nd, or at any time someone suddenly connects with your love, your goodness, your guidance, and your support. We are so blessed to have found each other, and we thank you for being with each one of us as we take the next steps forward on our paths, knowing your will and your way. Amen. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Now, you know, I never write out a prayer because a lot of people say, oh, I wish you'd tell me how to pray. Anybody have any, you know, does this sound familiar to anyone on the line here? I think we, sometimes we get a little, I want to do it just right, or I hate to use the term perfectionistic, but there's a bit of that, I think, in each human being. And at one point I decided that I always pray to God, because God is our supreme being. I don't idolize angels and or anything. I know that, as I said before, they're God's messengers. But I pray to God, thank him for bringing those angels close to me and helping me and for being with me. And somehow, whatever is in my heart, I just say it. It comes out of my mouth. And it's whatever it feels good, feels right. So that's how I've learned to pray over the years. And it's not always perfect, but it gets across what I'd like to say and what I'd like to have happen, too. And so that's how it all kind of began for me. Does anybody have an experience with prayer? Or I'd love your input. You know, it's so helpful when you tell a story that you've had or that something has touched you over time. Anybody? Okay. All right.
Well,
yes.
This is Maria.
Uh-huh.
I dated a Baltic Sea fisherman for a long time, and he was gone on a horrible trip. He called me, said the oceans were terrible. They were having the worst luck. They hadn't had hit any fish. And he was afraid that they were going to not only not make enough money, but have to go out again, and it was really dangerous. And I just talked to God for 20 minutes, just honestly, to the bottom of my heart. And I got a call a week later. It kind of backfired on me because he didn't come home because they hit fish so much. That the captain of the ship decided to go back out for another trip because I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yes, I'll say, love it. Well, you know, it's sometimes we're surprised with answers and outcomes, but it's always just right. In some way, somehow, it's just right, for sure. All righty, that's great. Well, I wanted to... I'm just getting a piece of paper here. You know, tonight we are going to, this is class one, and I want to, one of the things I said in my flyer was that if you decide to join this class, expect miracles to happen from this moment forward. And, you know, that's a pretty bold statement to say, but I will say this, that from the time I got to know my angels until today and every day thereafter, there will be surprises, there will be things, miracles, events, situations, people, things that will start coming into your life that you will be very surprised about. And angels do work in miracles, but I want you to know that your spiritual process begins with God. And, you know, when our souls were in spirit, before we came here to this earth plane, one of the things that really surprised me was when I heard from the angels that when we're still in spirit, we come here with knowing our purpose in our soul. And I thought, whoa, but but how could I have known it if I hadn't come here yet with my first very human thought, you know? But the fact is, we do make a plan. We do have a purpose, a path, a mission, and it was determined before we got here. The angels tell us nothing is happenstance or an accident. You know, at funerals, sometimes they'll say, oh, it was such an untimely death for this person. But the angels teach us that when we come here and when we go home, back home to God, and say goodbye to this human body, it was all part of a plan and a timing and a course of action. So just know that when things happen that maybe seem not right, or there is a truth and there is a connection to what's happening in our lifetimes, and acceptance can be greater when you think that you're in an enormous spiritual process that is so wonderful, it'll just get better and better. Now, the angel, you'll hear stories about Barbara and myself, you know, and how when this happened and we were awakened and became seekers, and what happened was we started out as a seeker, you know, and each one of you is a seeker, or you wouldn't be on the phone tonight wondering, who am I, where am I going? And then suddenly we became authors, and then we became spiritual teachers, and it just keeps growing and growing. The angels woke us up. Now, that was pretty shocking or amazing, but I have to say, I kept asking them, I want to come closer, I want to understand more, I want to be taught, and I want to learn, and I want to grow, and, you know, I just kept asking and asking for all of these things to start happening, and then I was surprised when they started happening, you know, it's like, duh, you know, of course it was starting to happen, because if and when you begin, to ask very specifically and very clearly for what it is you'd like to have, do, or become, you'll be very surprised at the things that come to you, the wonderful things. And many of you, I know, are being awakened, and your angels are always available to you, and it's all unfolding exactly as ours did. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, does anyone have a story of how you got awakened or when the angels came to you? I know several of you have mentioned it. Anyone else want to share that? Okay, tell you what. I'll start calling on people. I'm the wicked teacher from the north, you know. Okay, Catherine. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What was your awakening, or when did you realize that they were around?
I've always seemed to have some kind of connection, even when I was younger. But, it gets stronger and stronger as I grow older and have more experiences.
Yes.
And more and more of my support comes forth and provides names and you know, just support.
Good. All right. Now, is this support that you've asked for, or that has just kind of shown up for you, or how has it come?
A lot of it feels a lot like intuition. For example, when I was interviewing for the job that brought me to North Dakota, the people were willing and flexible enough to work with. I came down with the flu, and they rearranged things so that they could rearrange the interview. I met people on the plane going in and out who had experienced the people who were interviewing me and saying nice things about them. It just felt like we called here.
Great.
And that's in spite of the fact if I were going on logic and how much money I was going to make and that sort of thing, I would not have landed in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah.
And I mean, this year as I've encountered serious health issues, they have gotten to the right website or the right teacher or the right doctor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even looking for it. It shows up in the strangest places, and the intuition comes in and says, that little thing in the SAM folder, you need to study that and get into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Good.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that is the way it comes. You know, how many of you, thank you, Catherine, that's great. You're right. And don't you think, too, that when good new things start coming our way, that in rather than thinking, oh, wow, that was a miracle, or, you know, I kind of that, I've never deserved that before. Well, that's not true. It's just that we had never worked with the angels before. You always deserved it. You know what I mean? And so everybody has their own way of coming up to the next level and reaching out and working with their spiritual team, as I call them, and really paying attention, like you're saying, and really, wow, I am blessed here, and let it unfold. So that's great. Really good. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Diane, when you moved down here, did you find that the angels helped you get settled, or things happened that really brought you forward while you were here?
You know, for me, the challenge has always been, I'm very spiritual. I go to Mass every day, and I pray every day. And that's why I'm looking forward to this, is how to connect with them. Because I think Catherine had said, the way I think I hear them is through my intuition. And there's always that challenge is it them or is it me, or where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Because I receive it, but I don't know where it's coming from, if it's the divine, if it's the angels.
Yep, I hear you. And, you know, it took me a while to get that also. One thing I will be teaching you in this program is how to discern where it's coming from. I'll also teach you where your inner knowing is and how, you know, it does take a while to get used to it. For example, I have never, in all the years I've worked with the angels, I've never heard them, like, in my ear, you know? And so many people have said, well, wait, how could that be? You've written 4 books with them, and you still have never heard them speak? And fact is, no, that is not my spiritual gift. When you hear them, it's clairaudient, where you hear words. Well, I just don't have that gift. It's not particularly mine. But what my gift is clairsentience and clairvoyance. So when I get a message from the angels, for example, I'll be, dearest God and angels, you know, I'll write out my question, and then I'll have a thought that runs through my head. Dearest Trudy, we love you, and we, and then I'll write to them. And that is, it sometimes comes in a thought, it'll be sometimes in a word, sometimes in a knowing, so everybody has, there's clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient, there's another, what's the other one? But anyway, pardon?
Clairsentient?
Yeah, I said sentient, I think. But the beautiful part of it is you'll receive your way and it'll be just perfect. And then, as time goes on, you'll find that your gifts begin to open in a new level. Like, I just had a new gift open for me about a year and a half ago, is all, you know, and I've been doing this, you know, for a lot longer than a year and a half, and it was, they gave me the gift of knowing, and I would know when someone was calling, for example. I just never had that gift before, and not only who was going to be calling, but why. So it's very exciting to see that if you need a gift, if and when you need it, it will be there. So that's even just a part of this growing on as you go. All right. Good. Well, does anyone have a question? Anyone else what we talked about?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
How
this
do
is
you,
Diane, by the way. Yeah. Go ahead.
How do you know that it's not, like when I write to the angels, I never know if it's me just writing what I want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Well, now, that's opening that part of your, because it's opening the part of yourself that I just call my inner knowing. And within each of us, there is a place within you, from the neck down, because you'll never be able to figure out in your brain if it's them or if it was you. And so what you have to do is listen to the guidance that's within you. And for me, my inner guidance is when I hear something or write something or read it, if my gut feels smooth and calm, I'll know it's from them. Like when I teach this class, if I say something that is incorrect, you know, or when I do my readings, if something is said that's not right, then I'll get this jump in my gut. And so, and then I'll take a deep breath after, if it's not right, I'll say, just a moment, take a nice deep breath, because the angels say to us, we come to you on your breath or on your, breathing. And they really do. Even if my memory is not that great, or I don't know where I lost something or left something, I'll breathe really deeply and I'll ask my angels, where is that? Where's my cell phone? Most of us will be able to relate to that. Where's my cell phone? I don't know where I put it. And then all of a sudden, I'll just get a knowing, or I'll just know to check at the sink, or where, you know, I was putting my makeup on or something. And this is what you have to look forward to building more and more and more. So, and it comes with practice, but from the neck down, I'd like each of you, I'm going to give you a little homework here already, but when we meet next Wednesday evening, like we have tonight, I want you to think about where is, do you get a sense of knowing, like I get it in my gut. Some people say they get it in their neck or in their back or something. So come tomorrow, next week with where you're knowing can help you know if something's right or not right. Okay, good. Thanks for that, Diane. That was a good question. Okay. I wanted to read as to how Barbara and I figured out that if we, you know, when we were writing this book, my throat got dry there. When we were writing this book, it was in the early 90s or mid-90s. Now, for some of you who weren't alive then, I guess everybody was alive by that time. what happens is, it was shocking to talk about talking with angels. Now you can talk about this to more people than you could have back then. So Barbara and I decided at the very beginning of the book. Now, my sister Barbara Mark and I, by the way, Barbara was 7 years older than I. But we both were always kind of on the same path. And, for example, one of the things we studied together was we both learned, we studied how to be a certified handwriting analyst. And you can tell an enormous amount about an individual if you look at their handwriting. And we found that to be a lot of fun to study, and we did that for about 5-6 years. And then the angels woke us up. And, of course, that changed our lives forever. And they said, get a pencil and paper, and we will write to you. And it really shocked us because we just thought that other people, you know, Barbara had learned how to do it from someone else, and then I was asking Barbara, well, would you ask the angels about this or that or this or that? And finally the angel said, tell Trudy she can write with us also because everyone can learn to angels speak. And so I said to Barb, you know, she was in San Diego, she was in Southern California, and I was in Connecticut, which can be a little conservative, especially in the 90s. And so I said, but Barb, this is, writing your angels is such a California thing to do. They don't do that in Connecticut. And of course she thought, that was funny. I didn't. I said, it's true. So I was very careful who I told, how I told them what I was doing. But, and I'll tell you as time goes on, how I explain to people what I do. And the more I got into this, and the more it became a way of life. But so I put a pad of paper next to my bed. And I'd go to sleep at night, and I'd ask the angels in my prayers, would you please give me a message tonight or when the time is right? And then usually it was about 3 a.m. I'd wake up, and they'd say, get a pencil and paper, child. We'd like to write with you, would be the thought that went through my mind. And so I grabbed my paper and pencil and started writing. And that's when it all began to open. Now, the more you write, the easier it gets, but it was very, very exciting. Have all of you here, is there anyone who has never tried to write with your angel that's in the class tonight?
I have not.
Who is this?
Maria.
I'm sorry, it sounded like Gloria.
Oh, Maria. That's okay. Everybody calls me Gloria half the time.
Oh, dear.
Maria. But I know I was, my life path changed 180 degrees in 2 seconds about 4 years ago, and I've always talked to my angels since I was a little girl, but I've never, it never occurred to me to write with them until I heard you on Radley's Valentine's show.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, they try to communicate with me a lot, and they even push me around and guide me to things, and I know I'm picking up messages, but I want to learn how to do that more intentionally.
Yes, of course. You bet. Yeah, because, you know, it's you're forming a partnership with them. They're part of your team, and so we're going to be doing that for sure. Well, that's great. So if, you know, when you know they're trying to reach you, you know, just say to them, pretend like they're speaking with you. And now we're going, the chapter is a couple of chapters up from now when we actually, everybody's going to get a written communication. But in the meantime, just kind of hang in here with me because I'm giving tons of information here as to how it's coming together and how easy it is. I was shocked at how simple it is. As a matter of fact, that morning after I got my first writing, I called Barbara and I said, well, first of all, I know this is me. And you know, and she said, well, read it to me and I'll tell you. And so I did that, and sure enough, it was them. And it's like we're just humans trying to get move forward, and the doubt, I guess, is the first thing that pops in because it seems like it's going to be hard. It's not. Okay, good, good, good. All righty. Well, I want to read the first, when Barb and I started writing our book together, when the angels asked us to, they said, I said, you know, this is something that is so unusual or different than what most books are about. And what do you say we do an opening that says preparing for angel speaking? So this is what the angel said to us, or we said. Angels are messengers from God. We have been taught that it is possible for people to easily receive the messages the angels carry from God. We are passing this information to you as we have to thousands of others in classes the angels have inspired us to teach. Now, this is from Barbara and Trudy, the opening chapter of the book. Although this book is not a substitute for your personal religious beliefs, it is meant to enhance every part of your life, and we lovingly pass on the angels' teachings to you as they have taught us. Belief in and contact with angels is consistent with all traditional religions. Our words will be written in regular type in this book. Italicized paragraphs will indicate thoughts and teachings dictated by our angels. For example, across from the opening page of this book, it says, from the angels, they said, you are not led, you are shown, then you desire what you see. So what happens is when we are shown the way by our angelic team and you begin to have the desire to work with them and talk with them, and it's just amazing how it will come to you. It'll be like It'll feel like it's in your heart or your knowing. And it really opens the door to all of us. Italicized paragraphs will indicate thoughts and teachings dictated by angels. Expect miracles to happen from this point forward, for angels work in miracles. It all starts from God. Pray for His love to surround you and enjoy meeting your angels. And then here's the introduction. And it starts, the angels write, "It is our mission to teach you to hear us. Our mission is to help you find your mission." And I thought that was great. So they are our teachers. The introduction starts until August of 1991. Barbara and I were going along like everyone else. Then the angels woke us up and everything changed forever. We are sisters who were raised in Iowa in a traditional small town. There were three daughters plus a mom and a dad. We went to Sunday school as kids, and after we were married, we had our own children. We taught Sunday school. We believed in God and prayed when it seemed right. We were uncommonly close as sisters and considered ourselves to be basically normal American women concerned with family, home, and career. Trudy lived and raised her kids in Connecticut, Barbara in Wyoming. Later, after her children were grown, Barbara divorced and moved to San Diego. Trudy now lives in Florida. Good times and bad times came and went, and lessons were learned. We lived on a daily basis, as most people do. But in both of us, a sense of longing was growing, a sense of knowing that there was something we needed to do with our lives. That was very important for us to do, and it was coming closer. We became seekers. We began to attend lectures and seminars and read many self-help and spiritual books. The unsettled feeling grew. The first contact came one morning as Barbara was sleeping. Barbara says, "The angels woke me up, literally, from a sound sleep. I was awakened and the angels said, 'Get a pencil and paper and we'll write to you.'" Well, Barbara said, "No, I don't want to wake up at that hour, and I didn't want to leave my comfortable bed." Finally, I reluctantly found some paper, returned to bed, and wrote what was dictated to me. Here is the first message I received from my angels. And this is what they said. "Peace begins inside. Until you find peace there, there is no peace. Money will come. Keep the faith. It is just another lesson, no different from the others. The right people are here to help you on both sides. Be gentle with yourself. Be in the now. You did well yesterday. Enjoy today. Go to church. Eat well. Walk. Do what you love. We are sending you love." Well, Barbara said, "I did not think it was a particularly important message, but I loved the feeling that surrounded the delivery of it. I felt safe and loved, and I went back to sleep. That was the first of almost daily messages I received, most of them teaching or comforting me. But no matter how comforting, how loving, how accurate the message is, I couldn't believe that divine angels were communicating with me. It must be my imagination," Barbara thought, "or my God, am I going crazy?" I can't tell you how many times I called my sister, and that's me, that's Trudy. I called Trudy, she's the analytical one, and between us I am, with doubts, questions, fears about what was happening and where these messages were coming from. Then several months later, Trudy was awakened. Trudy said, "My heart was beating out of my chest when I felt the angel's energy coming through me. I knew immediately what it was, but I didn't know how to access it. So I picked up a pen and paper, sat up in my bed, and began writing. Dearest angels, my sister Barbara says that it is now time for me to write to you on my own." And the angel said, "And we are so glad you have decided to come to us today, for this is the day our connection is to be made. It is now time for us to start our work together. Thank you for your trust and your willingness to communicate with us. More will be given. Write to us often, and know we love you and always are here to comfort you." Well, now Barbara and I were both receiving messages. We asked who they were, and the angel said, "Our energy comes directly from God. It is a sound energy, a vibratory energy that spirit can attune itself to. You cannot hear it on your plane. It is part of the electronic bands in the spectrum." Well, Barbara and I had no idea what that meant, but we didn't know at that time that we could write at them and ask these questions. They we don't know when they began to call themselves angels. It was a surprise when they did. We knew this is what they were as they explained who they were to us. We accepted them as angels. We received messages concerning past activities and our future life's work. Page after page of information was given to us. Every time we sat down, we found we could access them and their wisdom. To us, it seemed like a miracle. From our first communications, our lives began to change. One of the first important things we learned was to trust the messages. We asked hundreds of questions, and we doubted. We tested. We spent hours on the telephone trying to figure out what was coming to us, from whom, and why us. We could not stop the messages from coming. We were being taught daily about God, the universe, love, and about our paths. Before long, we began to receive messages to teach others to speak with their angels. And we said, "Well, who will come? People will think we're crazy." But the message kept coming with increasing force and frequently. Finally, friends began to ask us to explain what we were doing and if they had angels and if they could learn to talk with their own angels. We decided that it was okay to share what we had learned with our close friends who were, after all, asking us lots of questions about the angels and, at worst, our good friends wouldn't think we were too crazy, just a little crazy. So we began. We asked what we were to teach. We asked the angels what we were to teach and received an entire lesson plan. The angels assured us they would bring students to us. And Barbara's first class in California had 17 people. Trudy's in Connecticut had 35. And I nearly fainted. I couldn't believe that many people showed up. We taught what the angels had taught us and continue to do just that today. Even the name of our classes and of this book, Angels Speak, came from them. I'm just going to interject this for a second, that Angels Speak was really a good name, you know, considering what the book is, right? But we thought that was the weirdest name. And plus, the angels said, put an E at the end of Angels Speak. And so Barbara said, "You mean like Shakespeare?" you know. Shakespeare has an E at the end of spear. So the angel said, yeah, like that. So they had a great sense of humor, lots of fun, and, of course, tons of creativity. You may ask, why would anyone want to talk to their angels? In learning this process of connecting with your angels, you will also learn of the many dimensions of love and support that are available to you. You are a spiritual being currently having a physical experience on Earth. This book has been written to teach you to communicate with your angels through writing. In order to reconnect with your spiritual and physical selves, communicating with angels through writing feels wonderful, too. You not only feel truth when you are told the message, you also feel unconditional love when you receive it yourself. It is the difference between a candle and sunlight, the difference between a seed and a tree. It is the difference between doubt and joy. It is the major reason for this book. This book is also written to teach you how to contact your angels and to satisfy your curiosity if you've been awakened already and don't know what happened or why. Many students come to us not to learn to write, but to understand from where the messages they have received have come. After being on Good Morning America, we knew a book had to be written for you who also seek from far away. The format of Angel Speak follows the classes we teach. This book is primarily for you who are not near the A class. We have written this book as simply as possible without frills or fluff. By the time you put this book down, we want you to be able to connect in writing with your angels. It is so easy. Barbara and Trudy. So that was our introduction. And I have to tell you, you can hear that we're just chatting in this book, you know, and letting people know what happened. And we closed out every chapter. Now, this is all, there's just one last piece of this I'm going to read tonight. And it was a message from the angels. This was across the page. And the angels said, angels will care for you, love you, teach you. You are worth it. Now, this is from the angels, and it's written in pink ink in the book. The angels say, many of you are being awakened today to hear our messages and to believe in our help and support, our practical help and support. As you go throughout your day, we are there. We are not hiding or difficult to feel or to know. We are always with you, and we are always available now. So that's how we began our book. We wanted people to get a little background and realize that, that's exactly how it happened for both of us. And the more, when I look back at this, I think how really blessed all of us are that have the desire to do this. Okay, who has a question? What did you think of the first chapter of the book, or the acknowledgement, or the writing? Can anyone relate to this? Did anyone get a start kind of like we did?
think I had a story like that.
What'd you say?
I just had some strange things happen.
Okay.
I was really struggling with something that I was in a shift in my life that I had that wasn't very good for me, and I just decided to get rid of it, and I was really struggling, and I went home, and all the lights in my house looked red, pinkish red, and I thought that it was something weird outside, so I'm looking outside to see if whose red light is out there, but it wasn't that. And then I decided to go get the angel cards and do a little reading, and I went and live in the living room, and my cards looked weird, and all the light in the house was red. And I was guided to, actually, it wasn't like it just popped up on my computer, this page about how angels affect the light rays. And it was talking about the Archangel Uriel. And why he comes to you, and that makes wise decisions, and that he affects the light rays by making them turn red.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it was a little bit scary, but I'm very close to God. I wasn't afraid, I was more afraid of the relationship that I was in, that I had gotten myself into it in the first place.
Yeah.
That I was taking myself out of it, and they were right there helping me. I just didn't know what was going on, so it was a little bit disconcerting.
Yeah. You know, whenever you've got experiences or questions or, you just want more knowledge, what's going on, and the fact that, you could write, "Dearest God and angels, why are the lights pink in my house? It's freaking me out," or whatever. You can give me greater wisdom as to what is going on. And then they would write, to you, "Dearest, now, is this you, Maria, you would write, they begin writing, "Dearest Maria," like the angels are writing to you, "we love you and we," and then just keep writing whatever pops into your knowing. Write, and they'll give you the ask questions and expect answers. And so, I thought it was great that they popped up that thing on Uriel on your computer. And did you look up Uriel? Uriel is the archangel. Did you get any wisdom from Uriel that could have helped you know what happened? What?
Absolutely. And that actually started me on this whole adventure.
Wow.
It took me on a trip. I was scared because I didn't have any money, and I kept getting, impossible things kept happening. I actually called my priest from a parking lot in Portland crying, because I wanted to go home and get more money and then go, because my single mom in me told me that when you have $100, you don't go 350 miles further away from home. So he finally just said, "Well, Maria, who are you getting your guidance from?" And I was like, "From Jesus and from angels." And he said, "Well, why aren't you trusting it?" So he prayed with me, and I just said, I asked for guidance one more time, and something crazy happened. And I said, "Okay, I'm going. I give it up. I'm going." And I had the most magical adventure of my life. And I just can't go backwards after that,
Well, it will continue on. You just have to get more. We all have to get more and more connected with them. Ask more questions, expect more answers. So that's great. All right. Well, good. Anybody else that had a similar experience to what Barbara and I had? Okay. Well, now, I have homework for everybody. I have a couple of things I'd like it if you would do. And, you know, these sessions that we're doing really are bring up all kinds of wisdom. And I would like everyone who is here to, and whether you're here or you're listening to this in a few days, I would like you to either email to me or come to the program next Monday, or Wednesday, excuse me, and I'd really love it if you would have several questions that you'd like to ask, and because what we're going to do next week is we're going to talk about Chapter 1, which is Who Are the Angels, and I'm going to teach you how to receive the angel's name that is working with you in this particular program and that we have tonight. And did someone ask a question? Okay. And, you know, come and so I'll teach you how to get your angel's name, and we'll talk about Chapter 1, and we're going to, you know, who the angels are and how you can specifically ask. For example, I prayed to Archangel Gabriel this evening before the class when I was preparing for our time together tonight. Now, Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of Communication. Does anybody remember who Gabriel came to Earth and spoke to?
Mary.
Right. Lucky Mary.
Yes.
She was a woman, right? Well, you know, here we are, a group of women wanting to talk with our angels. And anyway, the whole idea that I brought up Gabriel is he is the great communicator, and he can help you in your thinking, your questioning. He can, your computers, that's a communication source, your telephones, you know, anything that has to do with communication. And he's really very wise, and actually is the only angel that actually visually showed up with Mary. Okay. So, and tell me also, tell about maybe you've had an experience, because it's vital that this class be interactive. So don't worry about communicating too much. I want more communication. Okay, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, has anyone ever just felt their angel's presence? Now, you know, Maria just told the story of not only the presence, but, you know, what happened and everything, which is pretty, yeah, very remarkable. And has anyone else seen their angels, for example? Okay. Barbara, have you ever seen your angel?
I've never seen my angel, but how about smell? I know that sounds kind of funny.
But what did you say? What was the second part? You've never seen them, but what?
Smell.
But you are now?
No, smell.
Like
you can smell.
Oh, smell.
Smell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a scent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it just reminds me of my grandmother. It's the jasmine scent.
Yeah.
I smell every now and then, and I walk my dog through the neighborhood, and I'm looking around to see if there's a jasmine bush or there's flowers, but there's no flower.
Sure.
But I smell this. And
great.
It's really interesting. It's just like, okay, if it's grandma, thank you, grandma. If it's my angel, thank you, angel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, when my mother used to be, this isn't very you know, it's not like a nice fragrance, but my mother used to smoke a lot. She was a chain smoker, and so I would get cigarette smoke when I knew she was around, and that might have been your grandmother also, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Cool. Thank you. Diane, have you ever seen or experienced your angels? Diane? Yoo-hoo. Okay. All righty. Maria, have you, well, you did. You told us about that. Okay. Catherine, have you ever seen
them? I've never seen them. I'm not clairvoyant.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a sense of their presence, and it's more clairsentient.
Right. Definitely. Good. Have you ever smelled like Barbara has?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Good. Sometimes when you hear about someone's experience, you know, it opens yours. And Judy, have you ever seen or smelled or anything?
No, I've never seen my angels, but I did have the smell, actually just most recently during the holidays, sitting in my office, and I could smell pine, and I don't have any pine in the house, not a real Christmas tree or anything, so I figured the same as I think it was Barbara, that maybe it was my mother because she enjoyed Christmas so much.
Oh, yes.
But I did have an experience one time where I heard my angels, but not audibly, just in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way home from work, and I was stopped behind a car, and I heard someone say, "She's going to hit you." And so I put my foot on the brake harder as soon as I heard that, and the lady behind me hit me.
Wow.
So that helped me by not hitting the car in front of me because I was able to put my foot on the brake. But when I heard that, I was just so, I don't want to say excited because it wasn't a good thing, but excited that, okay, there's someone else here.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, how do you really know? After a while, you just have to trust it. You know what I mean? It's like you can question and question, except that doesn't really get you anywhere. You know what I mean? It's constantly doubting. Just say, thank you, angels, or acknowledge them, or, you know, and like you've never forgotten that. So by all means, be sure to, you bet, keep writing and or keep communicating in your way. That's great. Okay, you guys. Well, this is great. And let's see. Any other questions before we start to close tonight? Someone talk about... Oh. Anybody have anything they want to share or questions?
I have a question for you, Trudy.
Sure.
This is Judy. Mm-hmm. When you talked about how you and your sister did the handwriting analysis.
Yes.
So did you discover anything in the handwriting when your angels would write to you? Would you see anything different from your own handwriting?
Oh, yes. When writing the angels, a lot of times because they tell us things very quickly or thoughts come to you very fast. And so... that didn't even look hardly like my handwriting because it was so messy because I wrote it so quickly. So we never used the principles of handwriting analysis when it comes to how we wrote when we wrote with our angels. They were like apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. In handwriting analysis, if you want to improve your memory, for example, there's some that's called, there's something that's called graphotherapy. And there's a connection between a pen or a pencil and your brain. And so, you know that expression about dot your T's or dot your I's and cross your T's to improve mm-hmm. your memory? It's true. And so I found that if I wanted to improve my memory, I would do graphotherapy and do lots and lots of making my I dots and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they were different than, yeah.
Yeah, because I've noticed that with my own.
Sometimes
it's very recognizable. It's the same writing as my question is, and other times the writing is totally different. And like you said, I get it fast and furious sometimes that when I go back and read it, sometimes it doesn't make sense, like I've skipped words or a different word that doesn't make sense in the sentence that I wrote.
Sure. I know it. And you kind of, yes, because it does come so. And frankly, for me, that's very much of a message to me, yeah, that's the angels. You wouldn't have skipped those words had you been writing it, you know.
Right.
So there's validations in every way. All right. Well, I want you, everyone, to know, talk about angelic intervention or help. Just as I was about 10 minutes before the class started, I received an email from a good friend of mine who now lives in New Hampshire, used to live in Connecticut. And it's so fun and it's so in alignment with what we are talking about tonight, you know, having the faith that we all have many angels and trusting the angels and having hope for help when we need them and that kind of thing. This is the cute, it's like a poem in a way. So this starts off that once all villagers decided to pray for rain. There's six stories. To start 2019, and she said, Happy New Year. Once all villagers decided to pray for rain. On the day of prayer, all the people gathered, but only one boy came with an umbrella. Now that's faith. And it says, number two, when you throw babies in the air, they laugh. Because they know you will catch them. Now that's trust.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Number three, every night we go to bed without any assurance of being alive the next morning. But still, we set the alarms to wake up. Now that's hope. So we've got faith, trust, and hope. And the fourth one is, we plan big things for, We plan big things for tomorrow in spite of zero knowledge of the future. Boy, is that the truth, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We can dream about the future, but we don't really know what it holds. Number five. We see the world suffering, but still we get married and have children. Now that's love. And finally, number six. On an old man's shirt was written a sentence. I am not 80 years old. I am sweet 16 with 64 years of experience. Now that's attitude.
Oh my God.
Have a happy day and live your life like the six stories. When I was a child, I thought nap time was punishment. Now it's like a mini vacation. That's great. Oh, everybody. Well, this was great, a great beginning, and I thank you all that are here, and I hope that you have a spectacular week, and we will be back together on, let's see, what is next week? Anybody have a calendar in front of them?
The 9th of January.
All right. And it says here, Jewels of Life. Good friends are the rare jewels of, oh no, good friends are the rare jewels of life, difficult to find and impossible to replace. So, anyway, it's very fun. Thank you, everybody. Please email me, ask questions, thoughts, input. This is our program. Whether you are here online or you're listening, please, please, please make yourself known to me and help me get a better sense of who all is here. And it's much better to tailor my programs when I just can enjoy knowing who all is on board. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week. And so come with questions next week. Thanks so much.
Yes.
Okay.
You.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Trudy?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me.
Oh, I can.
Oh, God bless you. My name is Donna, and I got on the call late because I got out of work late. I was so frustrated.
Oh.
But I didn't know if I could help to mute or unmute myself.
Oh, God.
So I just put my phone on mute so I didn't disturb you if you were recording.
Oh,
and
okay.
I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
so
all right. I think mute is... Try this. I think it's star. Okay? If it doesn't, if you hit star, just a minute, maybe I'll do it. Okay?
Okay.
You just sit there. All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Donna?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not star. Hold on.
I tried that earlier, yes.
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Yes?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. It's star six, maybe, just now. Donna?
Yes?
Donna? Oh, okay. Never mind, I will find that out before next time.
Yeah, I just muted my phone, and I was eating, and I was listening, and I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
And I was like, oh,
okay.
God.
Well, you did well. Thank you. And you know what I'll do? Thanks for letting me know you were on. And
yes.
I was worried that you wouldn't get my message to you, but you did. That's great.
My message? I mean, my message?
I sent an email and asking, did you get all the information about how to come to the program? And
oh.
So... Yeah.
Well, I wrote down some information before I left for work, and then I got stuck at work, and then I had to stop to get food because I was starving.
Yes,
so what I did
understand.
Is I called in and put the code in, and then I muted it so I could at least be a part of it a little bit.
Good.
And then I didn't know if you could hear me or not hear me, so I didn't know what to do. I was, like, nervous that, oh, what if I all this noise that I'm hearing is going to come through, and...
Yeah, not to worry. No, you're fine.
Yes.
It worked out. Listen, where are you from, Donna?
I'm from Maryland.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I wanted, a long time ago, I wanted to get a reading with you, and it just never happened. And then I saw this program that you were doing, and I thought it would be a good start for this year.
Outstanding.
For me.
You're right. And even, you know, even if you've heard some of it and stuff, there's nothing like being together in a group. and group energy, and how the angels can teach us so dramatically. So I'm so glad that you were on. Really
good. I didn't get the whole thing, but I will listen from the beginning whenever it's posted. I guess it'll come through as an email.
It will. Yes, it'll come, and you'll have it within the next, let's see, what's today? You should have it within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, dear. I'll try to listen to it again on Friday, good. And then I'm going to go up the road and get the book because I don't seem to have it. I thought I did, but I can't find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can either get it on Kindle. You can also get it... hold it in your hand, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Most people get it on Amazon, and it'll be here. Actually, go to my website, click on, let's see. Oh, I've got a new website. You'll see across the top, there'll be, a shop or something like that. Click shop. And then go down and you'll get the book. You can get the book. It'll go straight to Amazon and you'll have it by next Monday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to check. There's one bookstore up the road. I was going to check because it said it was there.
Oh, cool.
So
if they said it, that's great. Then go for it.
Because I like the physical book rather than, I don't do reading on my phone or computer. I just don't like that.
Yeah, I hear you, definitely. Okay, well, thanks so much for letting me go, Donna. And
I'm so grateful you heard my voice because I didn't know what to do, but I didn't want to just hang up and then have to email you because I just am so strapped for time.
Yeah.
And I thought, what if I don't say something and then they hang up? But where are you? Are you in Florida now or are you in Connecticut?
I'm in Florida, and we live here full time. And, usually I say, if anybody has a question, I'll stay on the line. So you must have intuitively known that. That's great.
Oh, thank you for talking with me. I just signed up today, but I had seen it before today, and I thought it was next Wednesday, and it was today, and I said, oh, dear Lord, I have to get on this.
Well,
I really need to dedicate myself to it because I need to move forward.
Yes, I hear you. Well, you're at the right place with the right people at the right time. So thanks so much. I think this is going to, and, I can feel that your heart, you've been pushing recently, haven't you? Or you've got had a lot of stress or something?
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Ask God tonight. When you crawl into bed, just deep, breathe deeply and say a prayer. Ask that he help open your heart chakra so you can feel greater relief and allow the angelic energy to surround you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm scared to do that. Maybe I didn't know that I was able to do that safely or something because I've had a lot of loss and... just a lot of things this year. This past year has been really challenging.
It's been one heck of a year, hasn't it? Unreal.
Yeah, and it's not just for me. For everybody I've come across,
it's true.
Had a really hard time.
You're
right. I don't understand why.
Well, you know why? Because we're all coming closer to God. That's why. And those of us who have life purpose to help others and to open to all the goodness and all, I will mention that next week, by the way, at that, why were things so hard? And
it was just so much.
Things so hard this year. And if you're on, when I, would you ask that question? This is kind of a shy group, and they usually are the first night, but I'd love it if you would, if you would ask this question, because we've all had a terribly challenging 2018. I'm so happy it's 2019. I can't believe it.
Yes. I made the mistake at the beginning of last year to say it was going to be a great year, and it was one of the hardest years of my life.
Well,
maybe
you were right, Donna. Maybe, because we learn through our life lessons, through the hard times, and through the growth. So sometimes Yeah, because, you know, if life was always peachy keen, hunky-dory, we wouldn't, the lessons would be very different. So you just, the angels always say, take what you can learn from and then leave the rest.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to something about that today. That's what makes you see what you want and what you don't want. But it causes
exactly.
me to have a lot of fear,
mm.
and I'm not normally this fearful, so I'm trying to not be anymore, but it's hard. There's so many circumstances. I could probably talk to you all night, but I won't keep you because I don't want to disrespect your time. But
thanks. I'm so glad you called.
How many girls are in the group?
It's 12. But,
12.
See, some people are just wanting to get the recordings because their timing is different and everything, you know, so, but there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tonight. So it's a good...
Were you trying to call my name earlier and you were calling somebody named Diane?
Well,
name
there
is
someone, Diane, and
it's
on tonight, but I called when I first started the class, I called everybody's name on this list. Okay.
And they just said
Donna.
That they were there or not there?
Yeah. Because I personalize all my groups, whether it's when we're in the same room together or when we're on the phone together, I always personalize what I do so people can, you know, learn through being recognized and answer questions and find a comfort level.
Do you do classes in Florida, too?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And Connecticut, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had this strange connection to Connecticut for years now. I can't figure out.
Maybe some lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Nearly every day for the last maybe 6 or 7 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's very bizarre.
You'll have to write the angels and ask them when we get to that chapter. Okay.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Okay, Donna.
Yes,
God bless, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I wanted to share one thing with you before you hung up, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
You had mentioned you were asking everybody about their experiences and what they've experienced with angels. So when I was 4 years old, it was Christmas Eve. And I, of course, was looking for Rudolph's nose out the window.
Correct.
My sister and brother were on a pallet on the floor, and I was on the bed. And I saw, of course, my mother probably thought I was nuts, but I saw Jesus at the foot of my bed. I got up the next day, which was Christmas, and I tugged on her shirt tail and told her, "Mommy, Mommy, I saw Jesus last night."
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really not believed in that, you know, in anything spiritual even, because it was shown to me at such a young age.
And
so
wow.
It was pretty amazing. And,
I can imagine.
So
oh, gosh. You know? It's amazing how when we're kids, too, we're so open and so fearless. You know what I mean? It was like, wow, how beautiful. What a great thing.
Yeah, but, you know, I knew things that I wasn't supposed to know, and I didn't understand it. Nobody was there to explain it to me. So I've gone through my entire life of coming into different things along the way, and now they're all together. Like every sense that you can imagine I have, whether it's seeing someone or hearing someone or dreaming about something, or it's all come into fruition. But it took me years to understand it because I was like scared as how would I know that something was going to fall off of a counter, or how would I know these things I knew? I was gifted, but I didn't understand how or why.
Sure, absolutely. Isn't it so fun? Because then you can open things even more widely and realize that this is the gift, like you're saying. Wow.
I didn't open widely. I keep shutting myself down when big things happen and because of other people and worry about what people think. And,
we'll talk about that also. It's not...
Yeah.
you know, I'll teach you how to say what, first of all, you have to find a lot of like-minded people. So go to a metaphysical bookshop, maybe, that has workshops about, you know, they read tarot cards or whatever.
Well, I've gone as far as to read for people. I've done it, you know, for them.
Yeah,
good. But the problem is, I don't know, I got taken off the schedule somewhere along the line, and anywhere else I've gone, I've been, like, stopped or something. I can't explain it. It's just that it makes me feel not as secure. Like, I know what's going on, and I can do it. It's just that not finding the right people or the right place or the right something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. So go where you feel at home. That's key.
I don't feel at home any place to do it now. So it's
well, you haven't found the right people. Get a couple of friends or something. So it doesn't have to be a big group. Anyway, well, listen, my goodness,
anyway.
We could talk all night. So
I know, and I don't.
So
I don't want you to. I don't want you to feel like I know that's what I said to you earlier. I could go on with you forever, and I'd love to
speak
with you.
It's so fun. Okay,
but,
well, you take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'm going to get the book, and I'm going to try to get along with, get off in time to be present, because I agree with the energy of the group is really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.